good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm great. It's a great morning outside.
First day of spring.
I'm like the weather girl, spruiking up the sun.
That's so lovely.
Look, this week's not news. Really, I think it says a lot about Australian media. So really, it's all about giving people airspace who don't really deserve it.
What?
So I have three men this week who do not deserve our attention. And the first one is newly elected Senator Darren Hinch.
Oh, God. What's the beard done?
I'm sorry. I understand it's like a Democratic choice. People actually voted him in. But look, he was caught falling asleep during the welcoming address by Peter Cosgrove in the Senate. Now, this is the man who has been fighting for greater freedom for press photographers in the Senate, and he was snapped having a little snooze.
Well, I hope he took it on the chin or the beard, as the case may be.
He did. He did take it quite well, but there is no doubting that he is sleeping in this photo.
Oh, no.
He told journalists he was just resting his eyes.
Oh, Darren, no.
Look, Darren has a long year ahead of him if he falls asleep during the welcoming address. Oh, man, I'm thinking maybe we could get some sort of Kickstarter campaign going to get Darren Hinch an endless supply of those glasses with the eyes on them.
Oh, of course.
That he could wear them during session and maybe get away with it a bit more.
Yeah, that's a classic idea. I like that.
All right. So next up, we have Paleo Pete.
Oh, don't tell me this is Pete Evans.
That is right.
Oh, no.
Paleo chef Pete Evans. Look, I've managed to avoid him so far.
I don't know how. I don't know how you have not encountered the wonderful world of Pete Evans and his activated almonds.
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a fairly healthy eater, but I have never thought to soak almonds or to activate them,
no,
as it were. Look, apparently he's been chewing up both the news cycle and paleo steaks this week. He did a Facebook Q&A. And he, quite infamously, someone with osteoporosis asked him for advice on their diet, to which Pete Evans responded that they should remove calcium from their diet because calcium from dairy can remove calcium from your bones.
Pete Evans, of course, did his medical degree where? Oh, wait, he doesn't have one.
The School of Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, look, the paleo diet does get a lot of heat, but you can't fault that logic.
No, you can't fault that logic at all.
It makes perfect sense.
It's amazing. It's like naturopathy, where if I get hit by a car, someone should get a small amount of a car and then give that to me to make me feel better.
We could talk for a while about about these kind of topics. Yeah, look, if it's between a qualified medical professional and a TV personality, I will probably still eat calcium.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. So finally, look, we've had a bit of alliteration.
Love alliteration.
Sleepy senators, we've got Paleo Pete, and finally, we've got the McChicken Masturbator.
I'm sorry, the what?
Shall I repeat that?
Please
for
do.
All the children
Why not?
Listening?
Why not?
The McChicken Masturbator. A man has been filmed having his way with a McChicken burger.
Oh my, what?
You can watch the video at your own peril.
I will not, but thank you.
Look, the McChicken burger, this is a really tough one for me because that used to be my favourite item to buy at McDonald's. No longer. And I feel like it could have been some sort of viral campaign gone wrong and some McDonald's marketing executive is just going to kick back in their chair and watch the world burn from this.
Yeah, look, it could have been a just natural extension of the I'm loving it campaign.
Exactly. He's really liking the McChicken burger. I think this is a really interesting story, though. Hear me out.
Oh, please.
Because I think hidden behind this story is some actual news that we could talk about.
Hit me.
Right, so this video became viral because, coincidentally, over the weekend, Facebook fired their staff that determines what goes viral in the news and replaced it with an algorithm. So the news that you see in your sidebar is now determined by an algorithm that works out what's trending and says that this must be what people want to see. This must be the news.
This has been an interesting decision by Facebook.
I'm hoping you could enlighten us more on the topic, because of the two of us, I can barely work my phone and you're much more of a tech expert.
Well, the Facebook algorithm essentially looks at what your interests are, looks at what's trending, and this is an interesting thing, will only show you news, especially political news, that aligns with your viewpoint.
So it's a closed circle.
Oh, it is an echo chamber.
So it's interesting that this was the story that got to the top of the pile. The McChicken masturbator beat off, seemingly, the competition to get to the top of the pile.
Oh, my.
And it started trending because it was just under the hashtag called McChicken. So people were clicking on it, not realizing what it was, being traumatized by it, and then writing about it on social media. And so it spread.
That is the nature of virality.
And I think underneath this, is this an algorithm that's supposed to reflect what we want to see?
This is why I would like to see a little more human interaction with news, because news sometimes should be the things you don't want to be knowing about.
Exactly. I think this is an interesting topic that we could explore. Thank you, McChicken Man.
Yes, thank you very much, McChicken Man. Oh, my. Oh, my.
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Three dreadful things in the news. And I like the fact that one of them looped back to something we should be spending a little more time thinking about.
Yeah, if you dig a little bit deeper.
Oh, amazing. I don't want to dig too deep into the chicken masturbator. All right. So, yes. And thank you, Pete Evans. It's always lovely to have you on Not News. I think he's been a regular over many iterations of this particular segment.
I feel like he'll be back.
I look forward to it. Jane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.